The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
With me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night. And we've got a special programme tonight because we've got an extended special county final programme. We're here until 9.30 tonight, so we've got a lot of people with us in the studio tonight, and we've got a lot to discuss. Of course, it's Kilcar and Niamh Connell in the Senior Championship Final. That's the showcase event of the year in club football, and I'm delighted to see him joined by John Carr and Kevin Lyons from Kilcar, David Kelch, Peter McKelvey and Hugh Brendan McDyer from Niamh Connell. And later in the programme as well, of course, big day as well for Red Hughes and Niamh Colmkill in the junior final on Saturday afternoon in O'Donnell Park. We'll be joined later in the programme by Darina Freel and Dennis McGill, who also happens to be a former Niamh Colmkill player as well. And just before 9 o'clock, we hope to be joined by Barry McGowan. Of course, Barry was captain of the Killybegs team of 1992 that won the county title on that particular year. And of course, they're going to be honoured as the 25th anniversary team on Sunday in McCool Park in Ballybofey. So we've got a bumper programme lined up for you between now and 9.30. So we'll just start with our guest. First of all, John Carr, chairman of Kilcar. Obviously, great buzz, I'm sure, around Kilcar at the moment.
Yeah, the excitement is starting to build up now. Coming up to the last few days, coming up to the final, it was pretty quiet a week or two beforehand, kind of thing. I think a lot of people were kind of a bit subdued, trying to keep things low-key kind of thing after the disappointment of last year.
Yeah, obviously that's we'll discuss that a little bit later. We're going to talk a lot about it because I know John has got quite a few championship medals, and the man alongside him is Kevin Lyons, of course, a member of the last Kilcar team. I think, isn't that right, Kevin, to win a championship in 1993, isn't that right, yeah?
That's right, Tom. Been a long time now, a lot of it forgotten.
Yeah. We'll talk to you about that in a moment. But first of all, we've got Peter McKelvey here from Niamh Connell, of course, stalwart official and former referee. And I suppose, Peter, first of all, we have to begin on a sad note on the passing of, I suppose, one of our great referees and one of our great stalwarts of the GAA, Daisy Kelly from Castlefin, who died on Friday and was laid to rest on Sunday in Castlefin. Daisy certainly great official, great referee, and indeed later official referee and official of the referees board, and of course and a fundraiser, I think, extraordinaire, and great club supporter and Donegal GAA supporter all over the country.
That's right, Tom, yeah, and I would like to at this stage extend my sympathy to Pat and his family on their sad bereavement, and myself and Desi, we'll go back a long way. We'd have trooped the fields together way back years ago. And he got me into some tight corners at times.
So. Yeah, maybe got you out of one or two as well.
I had to call him then at times to get me out of them as well.
But yeah. And John Carr, you probably were, as a court former player and a referee, you probably had him both as both an official and as an administrator and probably tutor.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't remember Desi too much refereeing our games, but I remember Peter quite well. over the years, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Going down on the one knee and pointing the direction of the free.
Yeah. The wrong direction.
Yeah. Our sympathies, as Peter says, to his wife Pat, to his daughters Joanne and Jacinta, and sons Martin and Eugene. Or yes, Jake, are always on him. But I know he was a great follower and listener to this program as well. Desi, we'll miss you. Anyway. Back to the final. How are things in Glenties, David? David Kelch, the secretary, chairman of Niamh Connell now.
Chairman of Niamh Connell for the first year, and it's the excitement is building well. The colour is starting to go up, so we're immensely proud that we have two teams out on Sunday. The reserves are out first and then the seniors, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and of course as we've discovered during the week in the papers, that accident, it's not a Glenties one, it's from Stonybatter in Dublin, isn't that right?
No, as the papers have rightly pointed out, I'm from Stonybatter in inner city Dublin, and that's usually came here. And
You're here quite a while because you're an official for quite a long time now, aren't you, with Niamh Connell?
Well, I'm here since 2006 and got involved in the club in 2008, and it's been an experience ever since.
Yeah, and certainly was. And of course, you're a dab had at finals. Is it what? This is six or seven, is it?
Seven if you include the replay in 05. We've been there, so it's getting there. The experience is there. So, but we will go in as underdogs on Sunday. That's
yeah,
for sure. So
yeah, well, I'm sure John Carr and Kevin Lyons will try and counter that later on. Kevin, talk to me about 93. That was, John had played in the golden era, and that was maybe what most people thought was the start of another golden era.
Yeah, it was. We lost a lot of players, Tom, around that time as well. Like, you know, John being one of them. There were a good few people retiring at the same time, and I was just kind of rebuilding of a new side.
Yeah.
Then we lost players through injury and everything as well around that same spell, you know. So
who'd you beat in the final that year?
Killy Beggs.
Right.
We're not going to forget that one, but yeah, we played Killy Beggs, and of course they were going for the three in a row with that team as well. That was a great side, Killy Beggs side, like, you know, and they were coming after possibly a very good Kilkear side as well, and Ballyshannon would have been going there in the mid to late 80s as well. Like, they were.
Yeah.
There were three fine teams.
And just remind us who was on that team.
There was a Glinties man too at cornerback in this final. Neely Byrne, of course, who's been Trojan work indeed in the Kilkear club. Like, you know, we had Paddy Sweeney in goals. We had Enda McHugh at fullback. He had John O'Donnell in the other corner. Myself and Michael Carr was the two wingbacks, with James Carr, Big James, John's brother here, centre back. You had Christy Gillespie and Mark McShane in the middle of the field. Michael Malloy and David Cannon would have been the two wing forwards that year, with Roger McShane centre forward.
Yeah.
And then you had Martin and James in the two corners with...
The McHughes, yeah.
Doing McHughes with a Galway man, Pádraig Howley, full forward. He was...
Yeah. He was an influential player, wasn't he?
Very influential that year. Very much so.
Yeah.
He was a big part of the team that year, and he was our free taker, of course, as well. Like, you know, so... he had a great style of taking the free kick too, because he was a bit of a hurler, and he always put down the hands towards the knees as if he was going to take a shot, like, with
Was that a bit of a surprise win that year, was it? Because you say Killy Beggs were going for three in a row.
Killy Beggs, they were, and you know, they were after coming, you know, off the back of a lot of good ones. Like, that was a fine Killy Beggs side, like, and I don't know, did they take us for granted or what happened there that year, but I know we were up for it that year anyway, like, you know, but...
Yeah, yeah. And John, of course, you remember that team, and you were part of a golden era, I suppose, for the club, really, wasn't you? From 1980 to 89, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a great spell in the kind of late 70s, 80s, and into the early 90s, where we won three championships, but unfortunately we lost three as well.
Yeah. And you won quite a lot of leagues that time too, I think.
Yeah, we won seven senior leagues in that period as well, kind of thing. So it was quite a successful team.
And just remind us, who were the other top teams that time?
Yeah. Well, we had, earlier on, we had great rivalry with our neighbours, Neve Columba, Ballyrua, Ballyshannon.
Four Masters. Yeah. And then Killy Beggs came in 88.
Killy Beggs then came in 88.
Yeah.
We were kind of like that. We were hot favourites too on 88 to beat Killy Beggs. But they had a young team. That was the start of their...
Yeah. And was there much of a change in personnel from 80 when you won to 89?
I don't really know. We had the core of the team were the same players. There might have been one or two players.
Yeah, just remind us again who...
Well, you had, of course, you had the McHughes.
Martin and James.
I had two brothers, James and Morris, were on the team.
The three of you played at the one time, yeah?
Three of us played at the one time, yeah.
Yeah.
Neely Byrne, as I said. We had Mickey McFadden.
Seamus Geller
was about that time, who's a mentor now on the team on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the last manager as well.
He was, wasn't he? He was the last manager of 93.
Yeah, that's
right.
93.
So obviously it was a go. And where did that come from? Was there any work done at underage or?
Well, it probably came from, we had three under 21 successes, 72, 73, 74. So it probably started from that. We won a senior league then in 75. And it took us another 5 years to really to make the breakthrough and won our first senior championship.
Yeah, yeah. And but was there work done at schools or something, or was there anything special, or was it just a
No, it was just there was really a big effort went into those three under 21 teams, and it just followed on into senior
level. Who was manager at that time, or was there managers more probably coaching?
Well, you had Barry Campbell involved, Seamus Gillespie, Ian Hegarty, people like that.
So it all
really started from there, but it took us about 5 years to break into. We won a league again in 79 and then the championship.
Yeah, so championships aren't easy won.
They're not easy won, that's for sure.
Anyway, Peter, I suppose Niamh Connell had to wait a while to get their first. They were knocking on the door for a long time.
Yeah, I'm afraid I was about quite a while before I seen anything like a senior championship. We had plenty of success at underage, even minor, and maybe a few times under 21 took off. We won quite a few under 21s. Senior seems to elude us at all stages, but we made the breakthrough.
There was a famous time, was there, in the mid 60s where you came very close, wasn't
it? Oh, yes. Well, we drew with St Joseph's, and what year was that?
65,
yeah, and probably should have won the game, but look at that's history now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, there were retirements and people went away to work at the time. And after that, it was a hard struggle again. We just had to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it took.
And Hugh Brendan McDyer, how big a problem was immigration at that time?
Well, from Glantius, there was a lot of people emigrated to Scotland, England, and indeed further afield, and just left a big hole in the club, you know, to get a team together and took a while then to regroup again. And
remind us, who was on the 66 team or that 65 team?
Willie McNeillis was in goals, and you had Connie Maguire, that's here now, and Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Pat Conaghan.
Yeah.
Pat McCabe. Leo McAloon.
That's Leo's father,
Josie McKelvey, Fantown.
Yeah.
Patrick Boner.
Yeah. Terence Craig. Frankie Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin Malloy, that's passed on since that.
Would there be many county players or any fellas played county at that stage?
Frankie Campbell would have been the only one at the time.
Yeah. Then
Frankie then, maybe after, I think we lost, it was a semi-final, we lost in 66 to Gidore.
Yeah.
And after that, the immigration really.
Yeah. And of course, St. Joseph's were an amalgamation of Bundoran and Ballyshannon.
That's
right. They were a very strong team.
Oh, top class team at the time.
Yeah.
They ran a draw the first day in the replay the Bears by 2 points.
Yeah. And that knocked you back?
Oh, knocked us back for a good number of years.
Yeah. And what brought about the change then?
Well,
you know, was 2005 was the first, was it?
2005. The change would have came probably in the mid-90s, we won an intermediate, 99, I think it was. Then we won a league in 2002.
Yeah.
And then the minors came along, some of the present boys now, they won two minors in a row. That took us up to 2005, and then we got the
senior. There a special emphasis put in at schools or something, was there at the time?
No, very little school, no.
Yeah,
no.
It was just club?
Just down the pitch, and the club got...
Yeah.
Boys to manage the teams and look after them and train them.
Because plenty of people are passionate about the football.
Oh, they are aye, they are indeed. They are aye.
Yeah, yeah. That's the voice of Hugh Brendan McDyer. Of course, his son is playing for, Brendan McDyer is playing for Niamh Connell on Sunday in that final. We're discussing the Donegal Senior Championship final on Sunday. It's Niamh Connell versus Kilcar, and they're no strangers. They've met in semi-finals in the last couple of years. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Peter McKelvey, Hugh Brendan McDyer, David Kelch, Kevin Lyons and John Carr in the other side of these.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised teamwear.
Walter Ashkagee and Clarkham and Luke Traskin, a shock to the show. I'm here tonight in the company of John Carr and Kevin Lyons from Kilcar, David Kelch, Hugh Brendan McDyer and Peter McKelvey from Niamh Connell. And of course, they are meeting in the Donegal Senior Championship final on Sunday. And That's a 4 o'clock throw-in in McCool Park. We'll have it live here on Highland Radio with Oisín Kelly and Gary McDade on commentary. So looking forward to that. And of course, it's a double big day for Naoimh Connell because they're in the Senior B final as well. Of course, they're taking on the defending champions St Junans, who are going for two in a row. And we'll talk about a little about that later with Brendan, Peter, and with David Kelch as well. But we mentioned it earlier. And John Carr mentioned how Killy Beggs defeated them in 1992, I think, or 1993, or they defeated Killy Beggs in 1993. But I'm delighted to see him joined on the line now by Barry McGowan, who was captain of the Killy Beggs team that won the championship in 1992, 25th anniversary celebration on Sunday. First of all, Barry, a very good night to you and welcome to the programme.
Good night, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
And, well, we spoke about it today. It's hard to believe it was 25 years ago.
It's hard to believe, yeah, 25 years. The bellies are a wee bit more portly and there's a bit less hair and a few more grey hairs, but we're still here.
Yeah. And, of course, 25 years ago was a special year, as we know, because you have an All-Ireland to celebrate as well. And I know there's a big banquet coming up on Friday week, is it, in the Abbey Hotel. We might give you a chance to plug that as well. But yeah. tell me, obviously... was it hard to get back down to business again and play in a club championship after winning the county's first ever All-Ireland?
It was, Tom. It was only a couple of weeks after the All-Ireland final, and of course a lot of euphoria in the county. But I suppose really looking back, it was no real surprise. There was a lot of talent in that Killy Beggs side, and when you went down through the years with a lot of success at underage level and a lot of underage success, a lot of medals. So when it came to the big finals a year later, we weren't found wanting.
Yeah. And you had won in 91 as well, hadn't you? It was back-to-back titles, was it?
Well, that was it, I suppose. You know, going back to 88, I was listening to Kevin here. They got one over on us on 93, certainly. But 88 was our big breakthrough, as I said before, with a lot of underage success. So we were kind of an up-and-coming side, and for us to beat Kilkear in 88, I suppose looking back was a bit of a shock. But we would have been expected to do well, but not maybe quite as early as we did. So winning that was a major shot in the arm for us. We went on, we played in Glen in 1990, they beat us by a point, and that sort of spurred us on for the following 2 years. We won two in a row in 91 and 92. We lost then, as I said earlier, to Kilkear in 83, but I think that really spurred us on again to further successes in 95 and 96, which really, I suppose, over those years we played in seven county finals, one in five and losing two, which I suppose wasn't a bad return.
Yeah, and got to an Ulster final as well, was it, or a semi?
We got to an Ulster final in, I think it was in 91. We also, in 92, I wouldn't be the best historian there. I think we got to the semi-final in 92. But looking back, like, we were lucky in one way. The fishing, it was kind of a double-edged sword. The fishing was great in one regard because it kept all our players at home during the summer. And not just Killy Beggs. I would say it was a golden era for the South West because you had the likes of Kilkear and Glen Cullum Kill, Ardra, they probably all benefited from the fishing in that there was plenty of work and fellas weren't leaving home. It meant for, as I said, a golden era for Southwest Donegal and certainly Killy Beggs. The only small downside of that, I suppose, that I could point out is that, you know, unfortunately, when the fishing started again, especially for ourselves, going through the Ulster Club Championship, we were missing the most, well, not the most, but certainly half of our team. And we, you know, fought to get through the first couple of rounds. And in the case of 91, we played Castleblaney Ulster final. We had to try and get players back from the high seas, be it the Shetland Islands or Norway, trying to get them back to Killy Beggs after weeks without training. It wasn't ideal preparation. When I think back, it certainly was a missed opportunity, but nonetheless a golden era for the South West, you know.
Yeah, and of course that was very much reflected, I suppose, in the All-Ireland team of 92. There was so many players from maybe those three, four clubs that you mentioned.
There was exactly, and you know that obviously lent his hand to winning or helping winning All-Ireland, but not only that, it was a golden era, as I say, for the club championship in Donegal. I'm still meeting people who talked about the championship, Donegal championship in particular, in the early 90s and mid 90s. There was some great games. There was no word of the famed blanket defence. It was every man was toe to toe, and you fought it out. And it made for great entertainment. And no disrespect to the modern era, but certainly looking back, for a certain generation, it was seen as the golden era of Donegal club football.
And Killy Beggs, 0-12, Niamh Columba, 0-9. What do you remember from the 92 final?
Relatively little, to tell you the truth. As I say, I wouldn't be the best historian. As I said, going back, they were very, very tight. The county finals were very hard won. In 88, we beat Kilcare by, it was 2 points. 1990, we lost the final to Glen by a point. 91, we won by a couple of points, and again 92 I think was our biggest difference. We won by 3 points, but the other, we lost again by to Kilcare in 83, but the other two finals we won after that in 95 and 96, we only won by a point. You can look back, sides like Glen, probably Ardragh, Kilcare and possibly Red Hughes are the sides that lost out most because of our success. Those sides definitely were great sides, and they just were, I suppose, unfortunate in some respects that they happened to come up against the great Killy Beggs side of that era,
And just remind us, basically, the personnel in that team around that time.
Yeah, well, if you go through, as I said earlier, there was so much talent. So many of them guys had so many underage medals. Even Ulster, we won two Ulster club medals or championships. And, a lot of guys with county experience, likes of just offhand, the two Carbys come to mind, Dennis and Paul, fellas that represented our county at minor and under 21 level. Obviously had the Gallers, John Bann and Connell, again, fellas that represented their county, the Whites, Jimmy and Connor. Despite obviously the four boys that won the senior All-Ireland, you had the other two boys, Declan and Mark, who represented the county. Peter McGinley comes to mind. David Meehan, probably one of the unluckiest and most talented players, certainly one of the best, if not the best, goalkeeper that I ever played with or even against, with respect to all the keepers that I played with and against. He was probably a victim in many ways of the fishing as well. Should have went on certainly to rep his county more, and as I say, certainly should have won more titles,
And of course, we have to mention Barry McGowan was a member of that team. So too was Manus Boyle and John Cunningham. We can't forget
right. That's right. Well, as I said, the four guys, the two Cunninghams, myself and Manus, we were products of that era as well, and for whatever reason, I suppose.
And Jimmy White managing.
Well, that's the silver lining. Jimmy, started us all off in 1979 as under 12s, and as I say, the rest is history. Jimmy instilled a love of the game in us all, and really, he was the springboard,
Yeah, and of course, John Joe Shea, I think, was 88, was it?
John Joe, yeah, with the little, as man says, wee Kerry Maestro at the time, he was in, and again, a fellow who instilled the love of the game in us all as well. And really, we were blessed with so many good club people and people behind us, and, within ourselves, Sometimes we fought like dogs, but when it came to pulling on the jersey, we all pulled the one way, and that was the most important thing,
And just before we let you go, Barry, I will give you a chance. Just to remind us when your big banquet is for Donegal 92.
That's on the 20th of October, which is a Friday night, and I know it's an old cliche, but yeah, the tickets are selling out fast. Going to be a great night with some great guests, as well as obviously the 92 team themselves, and we've had a great year. We've had some great outings between going to Clonus for the Ulster Final Day and the All-Ireland weekend as well. But this is given our own supporters, our Donegal people who followed us up and down the country and seen some great times and great scenes. It's given them a chance to, well, I won't say a final hurrah, but certainly it'll be the final official outing of the Jubilee team for this year, and it'll be great to see all those people back again, and I'm sure it'll be a bit of reminiscing on the night.
And finally, before we let you go, Sunday's final, we can't let you go without getting a verdict from you, Niamh Connell or Kilcar?
Well, I mean, it's my near neighbours. I have to go to for Kilcar. Not by a lot now, but just have a funny feeling with probably, you know, when you look at on a whole, Glentish may, pound for pound, maybe have the better full squad, but Kilcar have the marquee players, and I just think they're carrying a wee bit more hurt from last year than maybe Glentys would, and I think that's a very important component for one in any county final.
Barry, look, it's lovely to talk to you as always, and enjoy your celebrations over the next couple of weeks.
Will do, Tom. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
That's Barry McGowan there, captain of the Killybegs team that won the championship in 1992. They're going to be honoured between the intermediate or the senior B championship game and the senior county final on Sunday in McCool Park. And John Carr, that was a fantastic Killybegs team, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great, exceptional team, really. And that era, as I say, they were going for three in a row. That year in 93 that we won our last title.
Yeah.
And it was a great achievement by Kilcar to get over the line against Killybegs.
Yeah. So that was it. 1993, the last time Kilcar won the Donegal Senior Championship. We're going to find out on Sunday if they're going to bridge that gap. It's hard to believe it, but it's certainly been, 25 years since they last won it, and Kevin Lyons, of course, one of the members of that team, and still here with us tonight. So we'll talk to Kevin more after the news, and of course, coming up after the news at 9 o'clock, we have an extended programme tonight. We're with you right through until 9:30. It's the Junior A Championship final on Sunday as well, or Saturday evening, sorry, in O'Donnell Park. 4 o'clock throw in Red Hughes and Niamh Collum killing that. And after the news, we're going to hear from Dorina Freel, the chairperson of Niamh Collum Kill, and Dennis McGill, who happens to be a Glentys man, is the chairman of Red Hughes.